Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the new revamped Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's right. We're sleek. We're streamlined. We're different. Not the same. We're built for a new era, a new age. Here's the deal. You love this pod. You want to listen to it. in its entirety all at once. Patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get this pod all at once, all together, drops in your inbox on Monday mornings. You also get the return of the OG pod. That's right. It's me. It's Tom. It's Trey. It's Zach. It's Waz. It's even Jade. We're all on that shit. The shit that you first fell in love with. If you're an OG, you remember True Hoop. You remember all the things we used to do and how fun that was on the Spreecast and the live streams and all that stuff. Guess what? We brought it all back. And we could talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. So again, be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. You'll get this all at once. You'll get the OG pod. You'll get the live watch-alongs, which, by the way, today, as it drops on Monday, October 31st, Halloween, me, Zach Harper, Anthony Mays, we're doing a live watch-along of Jason X for Halloween. Tap in. We're going to relive that pod. We're going to crack some jokes. It's going to be a ball. You get this and so much more for being a Patreon. So don't waste any time. Patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you. Let's get it started. Speaking of Nazis, Elon Musk is taking control of Twitter. And now, as of the first day when he was in control, we got a bunch of white boys tweeting the wildest shit, man, including, and this is according to Sean King's Instagram account, a picture of Hitler with the caption, hold on, let me pull it up here. Picture of Hitler with the caption, he would have tweeted nigger today. Dog, I know.
He didn't want to say nigger.
Like, people are trying to, like, be very, like, serious about this shit. Like, yo, you got all this hate speech now. And Elon Musk is going to let all this shit happen. And look at what's happening already. But Sean King's, like, slideshow of examples of that shit made me laugh so fucking hard, man. Because it's like, these motherfuckers are so racist and it's been bottled up for so long that now that's coming out, it's coming out with like a fucking creativity. Like, this nigga, yo, this nigga went, Googled a picture of Hitler, closed it and said, he would have tweeted nigger today. But just the idea of Hitler being on Twitter is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the fact that he would just be even locked in like that.
Yeah, like, he's like, ah, Elon's finally in charge now. Ah, here we go. Like the Monte meme where he's like, kind of just clapping his hand, trying to figure out what to tweet.
Let Hitler's me type nigger. Doing nigger. Like the light bulb there comes on when he types in. Like, yes, there it is. It's so crazy nigger because the fact that it boosted up 500% is hilarious. It's like niggas just huddled up and said, you know what? Let's break the racist record today. Like, the fact, like, that, you know what's crazy? It hasn't hit my timeline. So I don't know what these niggas is following for nigga to be like, get called nigger just openly. You know what I'm saying? And obviously the term is free speech is the new hate speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand for the people that see it and are saying that they're going to leave the app. I mean, I don't think I could be ran off by that. First of all, because these people I don't know, I don't feel threatened, and it's not like a nigga threw a tiki torch through my window and right. ran me up out of my neighborhood. I do understand the power of the word, depending on who says it and who you give the power to. But man, I don't know, man. I don't know. Because if somebody actually called me that, I'm going to just be like, okay, like, I'm going to keep scrolling probably, bro. Like, I don't think I'm going to just be like, because, you know, obviously the people that do it have fake names. They yeah. don't have a picture up. Like, there's not nobody openly saying it to your face.
But, I mean, but the other thing also is, Trey, is like, and maybe it's just me, but like you said, it's not on my timeline. I'm sure it's happening, but it's like my Twitter experience does not have a lot of that in there. So, like, you know, these are shitty human beings and they're doing shitty shit regardless. Mm-hmm. Why do you care? It's
obviously very different topic matter, but it's similar to the shit I posted the other day where someone was talking about it's a war going, this war between men and women. I'm like, what war? What the fuck are you talking about? And like, you know how many people I had hit me? No, it's these podcasts. Like, what? I never know about these shits unless like we're doing it for this. Like a clip has been brought to my attention and now we're talking. But like, why are y'all so up to speed with every one of these rinky dink little shitty podcasts? And now they say, hey, man, oh, there ain't no more real women and all that shit. Like, who the fuck cares, man?
Right. Why like, what made your voices law? Because it's just offering opinions, too. That's another thing. There's no facts in it. There's anything like that. And I just I don't like it because, again, I think when you sit on social media, regardless if it's Instagram or Twitter or any other app, you know what I mean? There's always going to be a clip. And we're so the generation beyond after us is so driven by meme culture. You know what I mean? Like, I think Chasing Cash said the best thing. He said, a nigga will post, a Biggs quote, and do you wrong in the same day. And that's true. It is true. Like, people are so heavily influenced by the stuff that they have on the internet that it doesn't hold weight. In the words of Jay-Z, if it's not directed at me, I don't respect it, bro. And I think that it's so strange for the increasing of N-word, right? Like, I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 last night. Uh-huh. And we beat these
headphones on.
Listen, I have my headphones on. We beat them, right? We beat them last night. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, by the way. I mean, I had just already been in a war on Twitter over this Kyrie shit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, fuck it. Let me just get off Twitter and play the game.
Unwind, right?
Right.
Relax a little,
we beat them. And as soon as it says winner, niggas is like, bitch ass niggas, niggas. I'm like,
going hard R?
Yes, they were going hard R. And I'm sitting there like, oh shit, this feels like 2016 or 2014. Bet they really put the real graphics in this shit. Because I remember the Xbox Live parties being that toxic. Like, it used to be that crazy. So that game really good. And it don't affect me because I just laugh. Because, you know, I ain't going to be really getting into it like that. But words do affect certain people and how they consume them. I just think that.
You don't do the shit where the niggas be like.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Like, yeah, ask your mom about this nigga dick, though.
No, you know what I mean? I never was good at that. I just be giggling because I don't take it offensive. And I don't think it's personal because I can't never see the person. I can't physically see him.
No, it's basically it's a fucking 12-year-old who's mad and he's just trying to say some shit to get under your skin. But like, it's like, I can't remember what was it fucking, what movie was it? Was a nigga playing, you know, Xbox against a kid and the kid talking trash and he's like, oh yeah, like So
Vince Vaughn was in that joint.
I think so. He was just talking mad shit. The kids start crying and shit like that.
The joint where he was dating
Jennifer Aniston. Is it the breakup?
Breakup, yeah.
The breakup. Shout out to the breakup.
I love that movie, man. But yeah, man, that shit is funny to me. Like, people are really out here, like, their worlds are upside down right now, Trey. Oh my God.
Touch some grass. Get outside and touch some grass.
Elon Musk
is controlling. No, Twitter. I've seen people that I love, like, I really fuck with on Twitter.
They announced they're quitting.
Yeah, and I was like, huh?
It's on their timeline that much, honestly.
Bro, but I think they were just looking at it like, oh, Twitter's about to just like hit this big ass 360. Like, I got homies that work at Twitter. And I get it. It's some niggas that got laid off. It was some niggas that just morally just quit. And I'm like, I can respect that. Cool. You can't work with this nigga. Y'all got different views or all other stuff. But as a user,
yeah,
that shit not really crossing your line, bro. It ain't affecting your shit. Because Twitter has created so much to avoid all this, where you can mute a person, you can block a person, you can create a community, you can mute the word. Like, you can create so many different experiences to have an enjoyable version of your timeline that you'll never see it. I muted Kanye West. I muted fucking Donald Trump. I muted users to follow. All that shit. And I don't see it.
One of the tweets that Sean King put on the slideshow of like his proof or whatever. By the way, his caption is despicable. Exactly what we said would happen. This is all over Elon Musk's Twitter right now. Most hate I've seen on a platform in my 15 years on Twitter. Very, very like fucking super serious thing. This is one of the tweets. Attention, attention, everyone. I must have your attention. Niggers. Thank you and have a good day. I fucking laugh. I mean, this shit, like, I know what he's trying to like provide proof of. Bro, you chose the wrong shit. You chose shit that's making me fucking die laughing.
Yeah, bro.
Man.
Like, again, I understand the seriousness of it for people that still care about that word or still get triggered I understand. You know, but, like, there's ways to make your Twitter experience better. You can filter so many things that you don't even have to deal with this stuff, man, at all. Even if this is the thing. Even if you follow the right people, you'll never see that. You'll never see that. Because nobody endorsing that. Nobody, if you actually rock with that person and it's the right person, unless a nigga just surprise you and he's been pent up and always wanted to say it, you're never going to see it. You're never going to see it. Even if a nigga, if you read it, right, and it's one day you be like, damn, okay, somebody put nigger on there. Is he hacked? That's the first shit you go say, bro. Is he hacked? Is he hacked? Because it's no way niggas just saying that without consequences, without losing a job, without, you know, something going on where a nigga not threatened to punch him in his face. Because nobody want that. Nobody want to be targeted as a racist, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, too funny, man. By the way, this shit is all going to handle itself. Like everything else, man. Like, companies are going to be like, yo, we don't want to do business with you. And then they're going to fucking regulate. Like, it's not free speech. This is a private fucking company. You agree to terms and, you know, conditions in the user agreement and all that. So they're going to start fucking cleaning that shit up. Or maybe not. Maybe they won't. I don't give a shit. Like, that's not the racism I'm afraid of. Right? Like, the guy who says, excuse me, can I have everyone's attention, please? Niggers. That is all. That's not the racism I'm afraid of. The racism I'm afraid of is when I'm driving down the street, get stopped by cops. The racism I'm afraid of is equal pay. The racism I'm afraid of is like violence in the street from skinheads or whatever. That's the racism I'm afraid of. Silly me, though. All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Reminder, if you wanted to listen to this entire 1 hour, whatever, however long it is, podcast, all at once, you didn't want to wait day by day for bits to come out, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a member. Go ahead, get access to this pod all at once. Go ahead, get access to the OG pod. Me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, Jade. We're all back together. And we're potting, and that's episode one was like we never
left. And we'll start bringing guests too. So We'll bring start guests, tapping we'll bring OGs.
People, yeah, like Blast from the Past and shit.
Like Jerv.
Jerv
can have his ESPN archives tell. He could tell his stories.
Oh, shit, man. All the Red Notice fucking stories, the classified stories about to be declassified. So make sure you're up Patreon. And also, again, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 31st, watch along. We have a watch along for the movie. Jason X, me, Zach, and Maze. We're going to do that. So definitely join us. If you listen to this because you listened to it late or just got to you late, don't worry. We do these regularly, these watch alongs. As a Patreon member, you get access to that. So make sure you are tapped in. All right. For Jer, for Trey, I'm Amin reminding you to stay black. Okay.